to ask. Check this out, though. Dr. Benjamin Hardy, who is an organizational psychologist and bestseller of Willpower Doesn't Work, mm-hmm. and the new book, Personality Isn't Permanent, said the following is an extraction from his new book. He says, Personality Isn't Permanent, which is published by Penguin Random House. In it, he writes that many popular personality tests are just junk science, and they can make you miss and they can make you mindless by leading you to cling onto certain labels. Instead of focusing on what you'd like to improve about your personality and use different techniques or strengths. He said that believing that you're a certain type of personality is absolute junk, because we can all adopt and we can change. So, mm-hmm. you know, people always have to say, oh, you must be this type of person, or you must be that type of person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's... is, I wonder if that's similar to your psychometric test. Is it the same one, or is it a bit different? I wonder.
Tell us about a psychometric test.
Because the psychometric tests are similar. I don't know if they still do this. When you had to start at varsity, right? Even some bursary companies used to do it.
Is it like an EQ test?
Yeah, well, they were the national benchmark tests, where they'd give you a set of tests. I know if you were doing any science streams, you'd have to do the maths one as well. Mm. And then there was also, I think, the language one to see your proficiency, I guess. I think it was language and just general life skills or something like that. And then there's one I think that's actually even different to that one, which is one that kind of is there to see what career you should be in.
Mm-hmm.
So what career would suit you the best?
Do you know what I've noticed with a lot of these language tests? It's not that we can't speak the language. It's about the fact that you try and make it difficult and confuse us.
Yes.
Like, I remember taking one of these tests. He said, she said, on the seashore. And then they'll say, who said that? And you're like, come on, somebody said it. I don't know who said it, but one of them said it.
You know, that,
that's the thing. Like
it's exactly
those,
like
those tests are just designed to prove that you can't get the answers right. They're just difficult tests for nothing.
Yeah, I think almost like to prove that you're stupider than you thought you were.
Yeah, you're like, wow. He said, she said, on the seashore, and you're like, well, who said it? Because he said, but she said, so somebody said it.
Well, I say, I don't know.